This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
By the way, she gave a can of Coke to a friend, so...
Oh my God, we do... If you're going to bring it up, we have to have the argument.
It's a gift.
It's... This is the age-old argument, and it's happened to listeners of ours. It's going around the interweb right now.
Mm-hmm.
A woman is over at another woman's house, and it's like, here, have a Coke.
Yep.
So she gives her that Coke, and looks under the cap, and it's a $10,000 winner.
Score. Thank you.
Who gets the money?
Well, that was a gift. She gave her the Coke away.
Right. The Coke.
Yeah.
The contents of the can.
You're right. Everything that has to do with the can.
No, not everything that has to do. I gave you the Coke. I gave you a beverage.
You gave me the receptacle.
And then when you're done,
the
if that turns out to be a tenth, I'm the one who paid for it.
Yeah.
I bought that
Coke.
Then
why'd you give it to me?
I gave you the Coke itself. I gave you the contents of the bottle.
No, I did not give you. You gave me the whole package.
I did. Did you want me to just hand you Coca-Cola?
No, you have to.
You want me to pour it into your hands?
Because when you paid for it, you also paid for the package it came in.
Right. And so I paid for all of that. And I'm only giving you the contents. Yes, I can't. Watch
say,
this. I'm giving the contents. Give me that back.
Did you think she said that to her friend?
It's implied.
Okay, nice try.
So, Steve, are you saying if it had not been a $10,000 winner, if it was just a normal Coke, you would have taken the bottle with you when you left to recycle it on your own?
Absolutely.
You would not.
No.
Nice one, Hack. That was well played.
You don't even recycle. You would have thrown it away.
Yes.
I would have dumped the beverage out, kept my $10,000 can, and just walked away.
I mean, I'm super torn on this. I think the moral answer is obvious.
You split it?
Yes.
Drink water. Oh.
Yes. That is the Cristiano Ronaldo. Remember that? He like tanked their stock by shoving a Coke bottle to the side.
Yeah.
It was like, and then Coke plummeted, lost like $1 billion in one day.
Are we sure they have $10,000 to give out?
No, they don't. But I think morally, can we at least for once in our lives, all of us agree they should split it?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, and not one of them deserves more. I mean...
Wait, the person that bought the Coke and handed to the friend, after she found out that the friend won, she took the can back.
I don't think she... she might have. I'm a little confused on who turned it in.
I don't think anyone has yet.
They haven't turned it in, but she took the can back.
No, it says Mott. Okay, two women from Maryland fighting over... Okay, Michelle Mercado says Lori Mott offered the can of Coke. So Mott, the one who offered... the can of Coke is the one who claimed the prize. It said Mott took the can and claimed the prize since she bought the drink. But Mercado, the one who drank the Coke, argues that she was given the beverage, so it should be hers. But when you say I was given the beverage.
The beverage, you're right.
Right.
I kind of like where your head's at. You're getting down into semantics.
I gave you the beverage, and T-Hack nailed it. If you came over to my house and drank anything at my house, if you really want the law to be that... You get the whole thing, then you better be walking out of my house with a bag full of all your empties.
No, you
only want it if there's a winner.
Yeah.
That. Do you think the location matters? Like if I went to a gas station with Slacker and like got us each a Coke and then gave you one, does that change it?
It might. Because at my house, it shouldn't though. Because
no,
it's still you bought
who
it.
Who owns the house or structure you're standing in doesn't really matter, does it?
Yes. A little, because you're drinking it on my property. Like if she brought it.
Wait a second.
Because then there's two things. I bought it and it's my house. Like but how are you getting out of here?
That doesn't trump the fact that you gave away that $10,000
Again,
ticket.
I didn't give away that. You wanted a Coke. You had your Coke. Give me back the bottle.
I still love you for getting so still clinging
that's,
to that.
That is a thing.
It's a technical.
It is.
It's semantics.
I didn't offer you a bottle. I offered you Coke.
Because couldn't you go, you know what? I changed my mind. I'd like to offer you this other Coke from the pack instead of that one.
But she already opened it and knew it was the winner. So then it gets dicey. Okay.
Let's say you accept the Coke, you open it up, it's $10,000 winner. You tell your, oh my God, it's a $10,000. You automatically offer to split it, even though it's it's not yours to offer because according to you.
Because then if you go, no, I want the whole thing. Then it's like, good luck getting this out of my hand.
Okay, right.
Then it's on. Smart play is this: you pop the top, you see it's a winner. Shut your face.
Yeah.
Shut your face.
That's why she should be penalized. She doesn't deserve any money. She didn't shut her face.
Because it's the same thing. I used to give away lottery tickets.
Yeah,
for Christmas.
Yeah, for stocking stuffers.
Yes, we would even walk around.
You don't if they win or hit, you don't get to, oh, I bought that for you.
If somebody were to give me a lottery ticket and I won on it, I would say nothing. I would hold on to that bad boy for like 6 months.
You wouldn't scratch it. Wait.
I would scratch it, but then I would shut up.
Okay.
And then not say anything until like 6 months later and be like, because by then they would automatically assume that I wasn't a winner and whatever I won on was my own ticket.
How about if there was your stocking had a can of Coke in it, and then you had it?
I am starting.
I give up.
Starting a question every time I've been at your house and I've asked for a drink, you've poured it in a glass.
Truth.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.